Hello, it's Andrew May, and welcome to the Performance Intelligence Podcast, Bite-Sized Edition. This is where we take a clip from a previous podcast and amplify it for you in a snack-sized format. Optimize performance through adapting your physical, psychological, and emotional state. Imagine you get a phone call.
All right, hello, it's Noel here. Noel, I'm calling from the English Premier. That's a horrible accent, isn't it?
It's a good try, though.
All right, get on a plane, come and see me. Noel wants you to go over and work with an English Premier League. It's a football team. Or you get, hey, it's Randy here, and I'm with the San Francisco 4. Is that a better accent than the other one? How about I just do it normally? Yeah, Noel rings you from the UK, or Randy rings you from America, and he wants you to go and work with an NFL team because he's heard that you are amazing, what you've done with Collingwood. He's heard McRae in the paper talk about you. Players openly talk about how much you've influenced not just their game but their lives. And you've got a blank canvas, so to speak, and you're going to one of the two highest profile, highest pressure sporting organisations in the world. How do you create a winning team?
The first answer to that is I don't create a winning team. A winning team and culture creates itself by the people that are in it. And that's the fortunate part where I've been with Melbourne Storm, with Collingwood. It is the collection of individuals getting themselves on the same page and understanding every single person has a very important role, and no one person is going to create that team. Like, we have leaders in our team, but for me, if I'm getting a blank canvas, my first step is I want to understand the people that are existing in that. You have to respect what's gone before you. You have to respect what's in there now. Understand, who are your power players? Who are your people of influence? Why are they influential? Who are the people that are trusted? Why do those people get trusted? Like, so get the lay of the land, and you're coming into their culture. I'm not coming in to fix it. I'm coming in to add value if I can add value to it. So when I see where all of that is, here's your superstar. What is it about them? So they've got a great amount of skill, but do they build relationships? Does everybody trust them? Where are they fitting? Do they derail the team or do they help the team? Whether that be the coach or your superstar player or your CEO or your finance people or the player managers, they play a part in this as well. It takes, I think, when I come into any organization, 3 years to really feel like I have understood where I am. So last year was my third year at Collingwood in the men's program, but my first year was with a different regime. So this is my third year. And even though we've had success, and it was the same at Melbourne Storm, like, I think once I've been in it for 3 years, I understand where I am now. And you've got to understand the history of a club. What does it mean to their supporters? Where does it fit into the culture of this country or this town or whatever it is? Because then you've got to respect the people who support that club. And that's, I think, something, that has happened with the teams that I've worked with as well. And we saw that hugely, obviously, with Collingwood last year. But be patient and don't think you're coming in because you're going to be the font of all knowledge and the oracle. Like, you're not. So I think that's what helps me.
Are you planning an upcoming conference or company offsite? For the past 15 years, I've averaged speaking at over 50 events each year, and I still love presenting at conferences as much as I did when I first started. To explore the different presentations I offer on a range of topics and themes, including physical and psychological well-being, becoming burnout-proof, connection and belonging, that's a new area I'm really enjoying presenting on. Neuroscience and behavior change, mental skills and leadership and culture. Or if you'd like to understand our fully integrated conference experience with pre-event diagnostics, activities throughout the agenda, including a morning wake up, energy breaks, team building activities, and digital resources to embed learning. To find out more information and to download a brochure, go to andrewmay.com/keynotes. Yeah, when I first started at Parramatta a couple of years ago, I thought, we can turn everything around in a year. I agree. I reckon it takes 3 years to really have an impact. And 3 years for a coach, when a coach comes into a new team, first year they're picking up rocks and, oh, geez, what's that scurrying away? So, and also a coach inherits a squad. I reckon year two, a coach has
influence, some influence, because you start to choose your support staff and you start to choose maybe assistant coaches and you have an influence on players. Year three, as a coach, I think you start to say it's your fault. Year four, it's definitely your fault either way. But so 3 years to understand or 3 years to really make an impact?
For me, I think it's 3 years that I feel like I understand. You can potentially make an impact immediately. That may be big, that may be small, that might be on one individual, it might be on lots of individuals. But there are other components to that as well, because, you know, I came in to a culture at both at Storm and at Collingwood at the time that were open to what I could potentially bring as well. So I came in to open arms. That made it so much easier to have hard conversations, to ask questions that maybe others are uncomfortable. I trust my skill set that I can ask hard questions with respect, that I can listen to those. So I came in with a really open door. But if you come in, and I've been into cultures before where they've had awful experience with psychologists and, you know, the person that's been in there. And I think above all, for me, it's who I am as a human that makes me successful, and all my knowledge on top is just icing on the cake as well. But, you know, I feel like I'm pretty grounded, and I'm okay to be wrong. I'm okay to be questioned because I back my knowledge in.
So I've got Noel back on the line. All right, I get it. Number one is your people and your power players.
Yeah.
So people and power players, you would say, is number one. Two, is that then the skill set, your skill set, the practitioner skill set?
And then I think the next layer on top of that is going to be, okay, how do I apply my skill set within this team? So if I walked into a team and they said, okay, we just want you to see people one-on-one, I'd be like, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not interested in that. That's not going to influence culture. And I can do that at my clinic. Like, that is not you accepting, let me do my job. Like, if you're going to fully let me do my job, I'm happy to come in and have a chat. So embed me in your culture. Give me space in your program. Let me build the skills like you do on a footy field, on a tennis court, or, you know, when you've got an apprentice that comes into your business, a new graduate. Let me come in and have time in your program. Let me show you how I can do it. And I do it very differently to so many other people. You know, there's a lot of humor. There's a lot of interaction. You know, I spend a lot of time using a whole heap of resources. It's not just sitting and talking. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's presenting, it's leading discussions, but give me time in your program to show you what I can do. And that's where Craig McRae has been amazing, is that I didn't have to sell anything to him in terms of the whole mental skills area. He knows it. He made time for me in his program, and he said to me, I had some knowledge of him because we'd done a little bit at Storm, but for a coach to sit there and say to me, I want you to be the best at your job in my organization, how do I help you do that?
Is that what he said during your interview?
Yeah, 100%. That's the first conversation that we have, is this is what it looks like for me. You tell me what it's looked like, because you're the expert. Like, to go into an organization that appreciates your skills and what you can do, I respect that so much. And so I am going to treat that with kid gloves. And I understand then I've been given an amazing opportunity, and you just can't buy that. And that's why it's the people that are here.
For the girl in year nine who had a very clear vision of her vocation to be a sports psychologist and work at the pointy end, to then have the head coach of Collingwood, one of the leading football teams, in fact, one of the leading sporting franchises in Australia, say, my role is to make you successful. How do we do that? You go back to that moment, you must have just thought, this is like strawberry-flavoured rocking horse shit. This stuff doesn't exist.
Yeah. But you know what? I walk in with a smile on my face every day, because I genuinely love the people. And I've been at Melbourne Storm for 8 years, and I just love the people there. Like, to not see those people, to not be involved with those people. And it's a very – when you get success – externally, people see on the field, and I've been so lucky to be part of, you know, some great wins and experiences. That's a very emotional experience for me. I am a very emotional person. I love my people, and my people, anyone I'm involved with on a day-to-day regular basis, is I've just loved this, sitting back and watching them shine, watching them succeed. Like, I take great pride in seeing someone live their best life and knowing that I played a small part in that. I can't bottle that. That's worth more than money to me. Like, anyone who comes into elite sport, I think they think they're going to make a lot of money. You won't. The money goes to the head coach, maybe your CEO, but definitely your athletes. It doesn't come to the rest of us. You know that. But it's not about the money. You just can't put a value on how good it feels to just see the people that you love do well.
Hi again, it's Andrew, and I hope you really enjoyed that episode. We would appreciate if you helped to amplify the Performance Intelligence podcast by sharing episodes with your friends and with your colleagues, by going to iTunes and leaving a rating and review. This really does help get the message out to a wider audience, and I love reading the comments as well. If you'd like to know more about booking me as a speaker at your next annual conference or company offsite, or purchasing one of the books I've written, including MatchFit, or if you'd just like to receive my monthly e-newsletter, which is called the AM Edition, that has stacks of information specific to all things human performance, go to andrewmay.com, and we'll see you on the next edition of Performance Intelligence.